morning at around 11:30 in the morning, UNIFIL observed six rockets launched towards Israel from the vicinity of the Wazani in UNIFIL's area of operation, not far from the blue line of the line of withdrawal of Israeli troops in 2000. The IDF returned artillery fire in the same general area. During the course of the developments, a UNIFIL peacekeeper deployed in that position sustained initially serious injuries, and that resulted in his death. The precise cause of death is as yet undetermined and remains the subject of an internal investigation.
Media report says that they were Israeli soldiers in the occupied Shuba'a territory. Do you have any confirmation?
Well, we can just say that today, in our area of operation, of course, there is no presence of IDF troops in the UNIFIL area of operation. What has been important today is the UNIFIL head of mission and force commander, Major General Portolano, was in immediate contact with the parties to help control the situation and prevent further escalation. That has been the main goal of the mission today, in order to maintain the cessation of hostilities and to ask the parties to urge maximum restraint.
How would this incident affect the implementation of 1701?
Well, UNIFIL will keep on working on its mandate in the implementation of UNIFIL Security Council Resolution 1701. This has not changed. We have reinforced the presence on the ground and intensified patrol across the area of operation in coordination with the Lebanese armed forces. Mm-hmm. At this time, the situation along the blue line is quiet. So at the moment, the cessation of hostilities have been maintained, and as I said, the situation is quiet, and we have launched an investigation to determine the facts and circumstances of the incident.
Mm-hmm. Media reports claim that an Italian ship had been sent to evacuate UNIFIL's Italian mission. How true is that?
I have no information about this particular report. So we have a maritime task force, a UNIFIL maritime task force that has been present here since 2006, working basically in implementation of 1701, monitoring territorial water. I have no information of any other ships coming to the area of operation.
Okay. What is your message to the parties in the area right now?
The message is the message that the force commander has sent today, to maintain contact with the parties, urging them once again, both sides, to exercise utmost restraints in order to prevent escalation of the situation and tension in the area.